This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India's approach to ongoing tensions in West Asia has highlighted its strength in building relationships, taking decisive action, and managing crises effectively. Addressing a summit organized by a private media group in New Delhi last evening, Prime Minister Modi noted that despite global uncertainty since February 28, India continues to move ahead with confidence and a firm commitment to development. Mr. Modi emphasized that the country no longer shies away from challenges, but faces them head-on. The Prime Minister said that even in difficult war-like situations, the world is recognizing India's policies, strategic thinking and capabilities.
इस समय युद्ध की परिस्थितियों में भी भारत की नीति और रणनीति देखकर भारत का सामर्थ्य देखकर दुनिया के अनेकों देश हैरान है। 28 फरवरी से दुनिया में जो उथल-पुथल मची है इन कठोर विपरीत परिस्थितियों में भी भारत प्रगति के विकास के विश्वास के संकल्प के साथ आगे बढ़ रहा है.
Earlier, Prime Minister Modi addressed the Lok Sabha on the current situation in West Asia. He said there is no energy security crisis in India despite the ongoing conflict. He further said that the government is ensuring smooth supplies of petrol, diesel, oil, gas and fertilizers. In Lok Sabha, the discussion on the Finance Bill 2026 will resume today. The bill seeks to give effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the financial year 2026-27. Moreover, Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virender Kumar to move the Transgender Persons Protection of Rights Act 2019 bill. The bill seeks to amend the Transgender Persons Protection of Rights Act 2019. The scrutiny of nomination papers for Assam, Kerala and Puducherry Assembly elections will be held today. The filing of nomination papers ended yesterday. The last day for withdrawal of candidates is Thursday. Single-phase polling in the two states and the Union Territory will be held on the 9th of next month. Counting of votes will be held on the 4th of May. Meanwhile, campaigning is intensified in Keralam as the nomination filing process concluded. In Puducherry, battle lines are drawn for a fierce electoral contest in the Union Territory. Similarly, in Assam, political activity has intensified with candidates from all major political parties have begun reaching out to voters seeking public support. In West Bengal, to ensure free, fair and peaceful upcoming assembly elections, approximately 1,920 companies comprising CAPF, armed forces of other states and Indian Reserve Battalions will be deployed in phases. Out of this total, 300 companies of CAPF are scheduled to arrive by March 31st. This follows the 480 companies already stationed in the state to boost voter confidence and maintain law and order, bringing the total strength to 780 companies upon their arrival. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has extended his greetings to all the ranks of the Assam Rifles on the occasion of the Raising Day. In a social media post, the Defence Minister said the force has played a vital role in the country's security apparatus by safeguarding border areas. He lauded their unwavering commitment to ensuring the security of the northeastern part of the country and described the services as highly commendable. Today is World Tuberculosis Day. The day is observed on the 24th of March every year to raise awareness about the devastating health, social and economic consequences of tuberculosis, TB, and to step up efforts to end the global epidemic. President Draupadi Murmu, in a message, said that tuberculosis continues to pose a significant public health challenge affecting millions of lives across the world. In Jammu and Kashmir, the holy shrine of Sri Mata Vaishno Devi is witnessing a massive surge in pilgrim footfall during the ongoing Navratri festival, with more than 2 lakh devotees having paid obeisance in the first 6 days. Our correspondent reports Yatra is proceeding smoothly despite the heavy rush. The authorities have urged devotees to follow guidelines and cooperate with officials to ensure smooth movement along the Yatra route. Indian equity benchmarks opened about 2% up today amid hopes of easing tensions in West Asia over remarks by US President Donald Trump on postponing potential strikes on Iran's energy infrastructure. Sensex surged 538 points to 73,234, while Nifty gained 165 points at 22,678 when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.